This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 13th of December, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good yawning this morning. It's a What's in the News Monday on the clock. Our text line, if you want to join the conversation, is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can call us at 323-6232 and 325-4316 or 325-4259. I wanted to call this segment like what's in the news and what should be in the news, but I'm scared to do that because sometimes we're not certain what we could say out loud on the radio and what we can't say out loud on the radio. I find that there's always lots of news on social media. Not necessarily everything can be shared on the radio, but sometimes we miss out on the big stories. So moving forward, I'm gonna publish a WhatsApp contact that people could share information and stories with me so that they can be investigated and that we can make a determination whether they're safe to bring them to the public, to public discourse, right? To public airwaves. There's so many things in today's paper that we have to talk about. First things first, let's say good morning to Miss Bahamas Universe, Chantel O'Brien. She attended the Miss Universe pageant this weekend and I think placed in the top 10. This is fabulous. This is a fabulous thing. I think this is the first time that a Miss Bahamas Universe or a Miss Bahamas World has placed as a top 10 finalist. There's another interesting statistic that I saw out there. I don't know whether, like, how accurate it is. I'm certain it's true. I just don't know how accurate it is. But the post suggested that out of the last 10 Miss Bahamas Universes or Miss Bahamas Worlds that have gone to compete in international competition, 7 out of those last 10 have been what we call first-generation Bahamians. And so I think Ms. Chantel O'Brien is a Bahamian of Haitian descent. And that too is something to be celebrated. So we say, go on then, Chantel O'Brien. Bring Bahamian beauty to the world. And then I have to say, to follow this up, a good morning and a good luck, Godspeed, to our Miss Bahamas World, Miss Sienna Evans, who's going to be competing on December 16th. I think the event is in Puerto Rico. And I have to make a note here that Sienna Evans is my little big cousin or big little cousin. Anyway, she's grown enough to represent the Bahamas as Miss Bahamas World. And this is fantastic. So good morning, big little cuz. Good luck and Godspeed. This is fantastic. So I see a number of people, though, were like, they had sort of an attitude about our Miss Bahamas universe. And some people are concerned that she is of Haitian descent. And I was like, wow. I mean, I was stunned. I almost fell out of my chair. I was more concerned that we didn't have a pageant this year. Like, the people didn't get to choose who was going to be Miss Bahamas Universe. I mean, a good choice was made, obviously. Any Bahamian woman representing us is a good choice, obviously. If she's of Haitian descent, if she's of Greek descent, she's of Jamaican descent, she's British descent, Scottish, Irish, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. I found that was interesting. What upset me, what I was ready to write a letter to the Prime Minister for, is that we didn't have a competition, a local competition. We didn't have a local pageant. We didn't have an opportunity to choose ourselves who we wanted to send to represent us. Like I said, I'm not mad, though. I think that Miss O'Brien did a wonderful job, a fantastic job representing the Bahamas. There's a whole lot more in the news this morning. Komolafe quits DNA, but not politics, is what the Tribune headline is saying this morning. It's the second part of that headline that still has me sitting there. Because, you know, the first part, she leaves the DNA. Okay, I mean, we all expected that to happen eventually. But that she has not left politics necessarily is the far more interesting part. Is Ms. Komolafe pulling a LBT? Is that what's happening here, dear ladies? Ms. Komolafe explained candidly during a press conference that many reasons that sparked her resignation and admitted that third-party politics in the Bahamas was brutal and performance during the 2021 general election, the DNA did not produce the results its members had hoped for. Their performance was quite the opposite, and the party performed worse than in both the 2012 and 2017 elections. I also read, I thought that I heard, that one of the reasons why Ms. Komolafe is getting out of it is because it seems as if she was footing the bill. She was taking care of a large portion of the party's bills. I'm going to tell you something, Ms. Komolafe. I just sitting here laughing at that because I could have sworn that I reached out continuously, repeatedly, over and over. I used to pester your people to get them airtime, to engage them, talk to them. And to think that you was paying for all of this and I was offering for free? And you was paying for all of that? Look here, first of all, I want to say thank you. That is an awesome commitment. But it's one that you should not make, never make, and it's a clear indicator that your party is not sufficiently stable if you have not created or sustained income-generating mechanisms for your party. Because if you can't raise money at this stage for your party, free and fair, free of political favor, then what are we the people supposed to expect if you ever get into power? I mean, we know what to expect. It's what we're dealing with right now. Successive governments that don't seem to be able to generate or incur sufficient revenue to drive the country forward without relying on the pockets and coffers of special interest groups and people with agendas that cannot align with the people's agenda. Indeed, that's what happens. That's what we get to expect. And we're having a problem with that right now. I see I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Morning, Erin Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Season greetings.
Season's greetings.
It's my birthday money, Erin.
Today's your birthday or
no.
The whole month?
Yeah, the whole month, next week, somewhere around here. Yeah.
You know, when you said season's greetings, I'm going to ask you how you season in the turkey. Because that's what I thought they meant when I was little.
That too. Every day is season.
Absolutely.
Everything is season.
So how you do?
You know, I was with the DNA. I was quite surprised that Oswald was funding the DNA.
Yeah.
And now she come out and say, well, she was doing the funding, eh?
Yeah, but you know, that's how, I don't know, we get some weird cultures here in the Bahamas. It's like, if you want to be in charge, like this is what we'll tell you, you want to be in charge, we'll then pay for the thing then.
But she also say Brandon Regani was in charge.
That's what she said? He was still...
I mean, like, the DNA was saying that you was in the bar.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the deputy, the original deputy of the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
He did most of the funding. She could give him credit.
So they were...
He really funded the DNA.
So they were still right there, and you were suggesting they were still right there in the background this whole time?
No, this common knowledge, this is knowledgeable. He's capable because of his business, was able to fund it in, and I don't know if they fall out.
Hold on, what you mean? You're telling me that it was common knowledge that Branville McCartney was still a part of the DNA?
Yeah, common knowledge is part of the DNA, and also it's common knowledge that the deputy, too, Brian, remember the deputy?
Yeah,
he was funding the DNA.
Oh, yeah, well, the DNA couldn't do anything with that. I mean...
No.
I mean, that.
But then again, Coleman Abbey didn't get credit where the credit is due.
Well, tell me where the credit is due, and then I got to get to another caller.
Well, the credit is due to the two people I call. And then also, the question, she said she's not done with politics, so where she's going.
Ah, that's what... Right, see, that's what was interesting to me at first, right? Interesting to me at first. But what you were saying is far more interesting to me than that, because we know where she going. She can pull the LBT. They all going to pull the LBT. You know, it's like a lettuce, bacon, tomato sandwich. They all going to slide right in where they fit in. But look here, I got other callers.
Well, the opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pintas, he say he has an open wide door.
Yeah, the FNM not interested in women in the cabinet. Don't watch nothing. Or we would have seen them. But listen, I gotta go.
All right.
You have a great day. Thank you for that. Because if Branville McCartney were a part of the DNA, even if he was in the back, you know, pulling strings or paying bills or whatever, we would have heard about that. Because this is the party that was campaigning on the premise that they're exact opposite of the other two parties who don't know how to govern in honesty, accountability, and transparency. There you go. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How you do?
God bless you. God bless your family. Saw your uncle on Friday. I'm going by Scotia, around by Rodney Montcalm Place.
All right, bless
you. I mean, Randy. Yeah. Oh, that ain't Rodney Montcalm Place, sorry.
Sparky, you cause all the skit cuts and
cuts. But hold on. I called a lot of people's name.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to you know, I call myself a raw-boned nationalist.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to start off by saying, give me a moment now, to congratulate my Miss Bahamas for reaching the level that she's reached in Miss Universe contest.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that we've reached that far. I think we reached Miss Congeniality one time ago, the most popular person.
Mm-hmm.
I think we also won something the most photogenic one time ago.
Uh-huh.
And to reach to the final 10, I think that's the further we went so far. So I'd like to send my congratulations to our Miss Bahamas. But what upsets me with my Bahamian people is this.
Uh-huh.
Up to last night, everybody was watching football.
Mm-hmm.
Then word went around all over WhatsApp and everything that she made it to the final 16. Everybody switched from football to watch Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Now she moved from the final 16, and every final she won the award for the name of the ship, Royal Caribbean Cruise.
Okay.
She won the award for that. Bam, congratulations again. She moved. Then she reached to the final 10. Bam, oh, big congratulations. Well, we figured maybe that she might go too far. I was so pleased to see that she didn't go and order no hair from Brazil or India to wear down by her hip. She wear her natural hair. She was beautiful. She was black. She was Bahamian. But what upsets me about my Bahamian people is,
uh-huh,
first thing I hear this morning is, you know she's Haitian. Now, hold on. You're either Haitian or you're Bahamian. You ain't no Haitian Bahamian or no Bahamian Haitian. You was either Bahamian or
all
Haitian,
right,
when it comes to me.
I hear you, Sparky. Because here's my thing. You either you're human or you ain't human, right? Like, either, for me, I agree with you. This Haitian and Bahamian nationality and nationalism are divisive tools used to separate us in the most inappropriate times, right? And unnecessary times and dangerous times, right? Certainly. Ancestry is the most important thing. We can trace our roots far back past nationalism when we focus on ancestry. But I don't have a problem with people saying, hey, she's Haitian. She's Haitian too. What is the problem with that? There should be no problem with it if we have no problem with it. I got this text here. Caller, coming to you in a second. Let me read this text. Text says, Aaron, stop talking foolishness and trying to stir the pot. The only negative comment I heard was from the Creole folks saying she's Haitian and not Bahamian. Of course, as usual, they always disregard their Bahamian birth. I'm glad Miss O'Brien wore a sash that said Bahamas and not Haiti. I wanted to read that text. First of all, I don't want you to think I ain't gonna read your text. Second of all, I think in there are all of the things that we need to talk about. So the negative comment was saying she's Haitian and not Bahamian? That's what the negative comment was? Because if I was listening to people constantly saying she's Bahamian and not Haitian, then I'd be upset too. How can she deny those parts of her that are Haitian? In fact, I can show you all the vibe. Some of y'all can't deny those parts of you that are British, that are European, that are colonial. You can't deny it, even though it's not actually a part of you. Or is it? To what extent does culture seep into who we are? But y'all ain't getting rid of the British. Oh no, we're not getting rid of the European. In fact, we delight when it's time to go to the Greek festival. We don't have a problem with Greek Bahamians. Scottish Bahamians. We don't have a problem with that at all. We only have a problem when we think it's poor black people trying to steal some of the richness of Bahamian, what it is to be Bahamian. Anyway, Arlington, let's get to this caller. Yeah. Hey, caller, you're on the clock.
I'm glad. Anyhow, godly day.
Blessings. Yes, man.
I'm glad I get to walk in. once start trying to steal anything, she a full Bahamian. And I thank her for paying that and what she had done for me. Also, I want
Agatha,
to say,
who's Agatha Watson?
The former Miss Bahamas.
What year?
Oh, boy. That's going way back.
Is it pre-1973?
If it's pre, no.
It's right after 1973.
Yeah.
All right.
Several years after.
So she's a new
but what I want to say, right?
Yeah.
Talking about running for the House of Assembly, right?
Uh-huh.
The thing is, I had run for the House of Assembly on one occasion.
Uh-huh.
And I had to pay for everything, okay? And I ain't cry about anything else. I run twice for that matter.
Okay.
For the House of Assembly.
Yeah.
And we hadn't cried about anything. You go there, you pay your money, and you pay for your whatever you got to pay for.
Your campaign, yeah.
Yeah, and you just, you know, if you lose, you lose. If you win, you win.
So,
your advice, man, right?
Hold on. You think Komolafe was crying when she talked about the extent to which she funded the party?
The bunch of talk I heard on the radio, I didn't really worry into that. I didn't think it makes sense. Also, I want to say, right?
Yeah.
Well, the parties that are in now, they took our money and they take some money and pay for the carnival to come here and the money goes to their party, not to the Bahamian people.
We're not certain, Brayman. Huh? Don't get yourself in trouble. PLP and FNM could be petty. We don't know exactly how it's done. All we know is that the political culture has once again seeped its way into all things good and holy and destroyed it for the regular people that use it as a tool for survival. That's all we know so far. The political culture has once again seeped in and taken advantage of anything it could get its hands on. Right? With no care or concern for the impact that has on ordinary people, particularly the people for whom it's a matter of survival. Do you know how many people Carnival was the good little Christmas they give their kids? People understand when you're trying to round up a little $100 to take these five kids out to Carnival. And God forbid you could find a little $200. That mean we balling. We had a fabulous Christmas. But some of y'all here planning your trip to the Mediterranean, planning your trip to Europe, to the U.S. for Christmas. You're not worried about what it takes for ordinary people to live regular, adequate lives. The carnival thing is a mess, you know, but it's no bigger of a mess than everything else that the political culture touches. All right, callers, give me a second. Let me read a couple more of these texts. Don't go nowhere, callers. First text say, Aaron, the problem with the DNA was their team, not Ms. Komolafe. It was near impossible trying to donate money to them. Their financial team was disorganized. Mrs. Komolafe had no help running that part. No, Texter. No, you telling me that there are people who wanted to give money but couldn't because they hadn't figured out the infrastructure and the legalities of political and financial donations? Ah, boy, but I mean, that doesn't discredit them for governance. That's just how we run our government. They would have fit right in. Another text, Sienna was, so this is about the pageant. There was a pageant for Miss Bahamas Universe where Miss Chantel O'Brien won the chance to represent the Bahamas at Miss Universe. Sienna Evans was hand-selected, but Miss Bahamas Universe was held at Bahama about 2 months ago. There were five girls in the pageants, including... Okay, so I'm not going to call the names. Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. And the point wasn't really that I was upset that the people weren't selected via competition. It's just that it's sort of a reference. The least thing I'm concerned about is that the young lady may have been of Haitian descent. Arlington, let's get to that caller.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. I would like to endorse On the Clock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And congratulate the winner,
yes.
Miss Universe. And without the blaming game as to who's saying that she's Haitian or who's saying that she's Bahamian, because as you rightly said, you cannot divorce or divorce any part of your being.
Right.
And I would like to say that I like the way you mentioned and asked the question whether some, the Miss Universe that was mentioned, whether it was pre-1993 or post.
Yeah, 73.
It's just to say that, 1973, correct?
Yeah.
Just to say that the Bahamas even existed before, and so the Bahamas is the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also the Bahamas has a constitution.
Yes.
Of who are Bahamians.
Yes. And it only matters, I mean, for me, mentioning that she's of Haitian descent or mentioning that other people may be upset that she's of Haitian descent in no way demeans her, derides
her. Or even anyone glorying, not only being upset, others may be even glorifying that she's, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. See, I just got a text here. It says, morning, you have soured this show. There was no need to focus on what you deem negative commentary about Miss Bahamas Universe. It would have been better for you to just focus on the good. This is a part of the reason Dwight needs to take this time from you and give it all to Levon. Your show makes no sense more often than not. All right, thank you for that text. So there was no need to focus on what I deem negative commentary. Well, first of all, you don't think it's negative commentary, maybe. But more importantly, I'm making the point that it matters not if she were of Haitian descent or Greek descent or Jamaican descent. It doesn't make her less Bahamian, nor would it make her less Haitian. And I mean, you push the issue. It is your commentary that I suggest sours the entire experience. And I'm not sure that people understand how easily their biases bubble to the surface in their commentary. Now, I may have made you feel uncomfortable. I may have put others on the spot with their commentary by suggesting it is their commentary that is problematic, or it is the suggestion that we should shut up because you're making all these people uncomfortable. That's problematic. But our country will not advance if all we do is shut up whenever somebody says what we're saying makes them uncomfortable. Growing pains, baby, growing pains. That's what they are. Got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Erwin Green.
Good morning. How
with
you
doing? Andrus descent.
But listen, not just Andrus, you know. Although Andrus is a whole country. Remember what, was it Travis Robinson say? Somebody reminded us that Andrus is a whole other country.
But
hold on. I'm also of Bajan descent, and I'm also of Turks and Caicos descent. Except then you remember that how do we extract or extrapolate Bahamian and Turks and Caicos culture.
Now, I call about this DNA leader.
Uh-huh.
People have made so much bad political choices in their life. They just at the wrong time. That's, I think the smartest thing that I've ever made, seen made with Vaughn Miller. Vaughn Miller right now in House of Assembly. He dressed our ego down. He had, oh, you could be independent. La, 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 la. We are two-party state. We'll never forget that. What if Brandon would go home, but Papa get fired? He would be in House Senate right now. What if Greg Morse across the floor? He would have had his second term and get his pension.
Mm-hmm.
What if Chipman across the floor? That's a PLPC. But ego, our ego just get in the way. People tell us, oh, you're so smart because you talk good, but that don't mean votes. Man, this country's full of political missteps. People let their ego and their self-interest cost them to get a child or get another term to get their pension. I think Vaughn Miller is right now, he is sitting good. I mean, even Michael Pine, all the money spent for nothing. He can cross the floor. He's a former PLB. Ego, the Negro ego will get in their way of going further, I would say. Our ego.
But listen, but, so hold on. The point you, I appreciate the point you're making, right? You don't let your ego prevent you from getting in the halls of power. But I would reiterate that and say, it sounds more to me like don't let your principles and integrity prevent you from getting in the halls of power.
You see Raymond Wells? He crossed the floor. He get his second term. Now he got pension with life evil pension. And he got a nice little
I can show you a vibe. It's a good thing that he got a pension because I can talk about him forever, and but I'm not going to feel bad about it now because he's getting paid to buy the cushion.
Yes, listen, his best friend, Andre Rollins, he made a bad left turn, and that was bad. He out, and he could stay out. No more pension. The bottom line is your pension. You have to serve two terms to get your, but how much? $3,000, about $40,000 a year. But the rest of your natural life, you got a little buy coming in. The ego.
$30,000 a year for the rest of your life?
Or $36,000, I think.
What? This game, I have to go. Sorry. Listen, thank you. Thank you so much for that. $30,000 plus a year, and all you got to do is get two terms. But first, all you got to do is figure out how to get in. Boy. Principal. People, party, how do they prioritize these things? Anyway, I got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Two terms, and they get lifetime pension, right? The politicians. So, I mean, that's what I believe. I don't really know it, but I just call in because apparently there are a bunch of PSYOPs officers who are bent on discrediting people who deal with truism. And so to the text who said your shows make no sense, that's how it is. Apparently, I make no sense, even though I was correct on everything that I was saying over the radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
People have been saying 52 don't understand what he's reading. But if you try to understand what he's reading, why is it that everything I've been saying for the past 2 years, a year and a half, is actually coming to fruition and actually true? But I don't want to dwell on myself. But apparently, I have to because I'm a non-pundit and I was dispensing the truth from day one. But I just want to encourage you. And Dwight would be a fool to take your show off the radio because you are well versed. You bring agricultural, I mean, you just bring a lot of integral things that we need as far as culture and et cetera, and many disciplines. But I wanted to make a quick comment. And So, firstly, I don't know Ms. Komolafi personally, but, you know, I think I was glad to hear that she didn't leave politics because I listened to this lady over and over on the radio. And for her, she's diverse and she has many qualifications in a couple of different disciplines. And so to lose someone like that, whether it be a male or a female, I prefer a female, but I think it would be a sad day for our country because I know this lady has the capability to lead this country and do what she has to do. And I don't even know her, but I just go by what I hear. So hopefully people will do that with me. I don't want to lead anybody, and I don't want to mislead anybody. But apparently you have a bunch of educated people don't realize that smart people plan to outsmart people. So if you are smart, then you would have understood the science like me and not being outsmarted. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, 52. And listen, Komolafi, any party with sense would snap up Ms. Komolafi and put her immediately on the economic platform. Right? Anybody with sense. And in fact, one of the main things I was mad at the DNA for is not allowing Ms. Komolafi to focus on their economic platform. But it seems as if because she had the money, right, y'all propel her to a place where she pay for the things. I don't know. That one's a little complicated. But I agree. At the same time, I'm fascinated by these politicians who don't seem to believe in themselves sufficiently to stick with their party or create their own party when things go awry, but think that just with a smile and a wink, we should trust them sufficiently. Right? This is concerning me greatly, greatly. But and then this point that our friend made, I think he said Robert, right? About what the goal is. It appears as if the goal is to get the two terms, whatever is required to satisfy that pension. That sound like fun too. But at some point, we've got to put principles over power. We've got to stick to our principles. Arlington, let's go to this next caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Hi.
I call in to join with Sparky.
Uh-huh.
With Miss Bahamas, the Miss Universe last night.
Okay.
I also watched it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I found it interesting when we was in the 16th to the 10th.
Okay.
And my Lord, when they called for the 5-1, my heart started beating, but when they start calling us name, we didn't end up in, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't face there.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, that's a win-win for us.
Absolutely.
And the Bahamas, because that's the first we went that far. And I don't care how mixed up they say she is, like corned beef or tuna or whatever, fruit cake it may be. All of us mix up if you trace our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one mixed up we are.
Absolutely.
So
it's a good mix-up.
Let's wake up and smell the coffee. And I think the queen with Bremen was trying to say she was a queen. I remember that name, but I couldn't remember no year either.
Okay.
Yes. You
Absolutely.
Have a blessed day, and this Valley Girl calling you. You be blessed.
Absolutely. Thank you, Valley Girl. You have a great day. Yeah, man, we all mix up. But like Kong Salad, not like politicians. It's a different mix-up. Arlington, it's time to go to a break? Let's go to this break. When we get back from this break, I'm going to read all of your texts. All of your texts. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and I would be remiss if I didn't remind you to pick up a copy of today's Guardian so you can grab your Roots 30th Anniversary Supplement in today's Guardian. Roots come in, move out the way. It is fabulous. And the only thing missing inside this booklet today is how Maria Govan and I, young Greek Bahamian woman of Greek descent, of Bahamian descent woman, who made, along with, I think, Kareem Mortimer and Erica Robinson, made the Junkanoo documentary. Kareem may not have been a part of that one. Maria Govan and I went into the rainforest in Suriname. We were on an advocacy trip, and we had the opportunity to spend a weekend in the rainforest with Maroons, with the descendants of Maroons, people who would have escaped the slave masters and escaped enslavement and run into the rainforest to hide and start new communities and lives. We had this opportunity to make this trip, and Maria bought a copy of Roots CD with her because she performed with the Roots, right? I think it's the Roots she performed with. Anyway, she's a junkanooa, an even better one than me. And they were having a wake, a part of their burial process. They were having this big party where they invited people from all the other villages to come to this thing, and they set up the DJ booth. It's just like Nassau, just like going to one party in Nassau Village or Pinewood, except it was one river right there, right next to the bar. And when we give these boy them the CD to play, and there's roots, these boy them, they jump up in the air and started bam, 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 bam. And they look at me, light-skinned me and white-skinned Maria, and they was like, hold on, though. Y'all is our cousins. How y'all get so separated from us? And all because of one CD, one experience, drew us all right back together to the core. All I'm asking is that we take the time to re-examine the way we think about race, culture, ancestry, nationality, nationalism, and who we are. Anyway, let me get to this text. It's a follow-up on the text about souring the show. It says, we are all celebrating her win, happy that she made it to the top 10. Today is about celebrating. You have focused on her nationality, not us. No, I'm not focusing on her nationality. I'm focusing on her heritage. She is Bahamian. Hence, she represented the Bahamas in an international competition. But she's also Haitian and of Haitian descent, like so many of us are, even those of us that have been robbed of the knowledge of our ancestry. Arlington, let's get to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, Everett, thank you kindly for receiving my call.
Absolutely.
I think it's absolutely magnificent the amount of public relation we got from our representative last evening.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no way tourism could have paid for that.
Right.
So it's very positive. She is very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
She highlights great Bahamians.
Absolutely.
And we all should be proud and bow down.
That's right.
You have a terrific day, and God be with all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. That's it right there. The marketing, the people that she's invited to our shores to be celebrated. Arlington, let's get to this next caller, and then we'll get to the text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Fine, you can. You listen,
uh-huh,
to the text, right?
Uh-huh.
Text about your show, right?
Yeah.
Texter, why don't you be a man or a woman and call Miss Green and speak your mind? Anybody can afford 30 cents and write. And
yeah,
keep up. Listen,
yeah, yeah,
Aaron, you're doing
you
a great job.
Thank you.
Because listen to me. Let me tell you something. You see, you and Vaughn, every place I go, especially Vaughn, the ratings of what people is listening to y'all. I'm talking about people who don't even call and people who don't text. So you're doing an excellent job.
Oh, man. Thank
you. And continue to keep it up. So don't let these people deter you or determine your destination.
And thank
right?
you. Thank you.
Because the only thing you're doing is speaking your mind. Listen to me. My mom is a Turks Islander, but, you know, my people is from Grand Bahama. Well, Turks Island was a part. I don't run from my hair. I don't run from
right.
my roots.
If
my mommy and daddy was a Haitian, they was a Haitian. So what?
Right. That's
I'm
ancestry.
A Bahamian.
Yes.
I'm a human being. You cut me. I bleed red. You bleed red.
Yeah.
Stop this discrimination, some of y'all in this country.
Absolutely.
If you voice your opinion about the girl, and the young ladies, and congratulations to her, first of all. If you voice your opinion about her ancestors or her, so what? That's something that people should be proud of her heritage, to know that she rise to that occasion.
Man, DeWitt, look here, before you go, because I got another call and a bunch of texts,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. Take it easy, ma'am.
Yeah.
Don't let these people get to you, Aaron. Keep
Absolutely.
Up the good work, sis.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
I was at Fish Fry this weekend,
yep,
the week just gone. I had a family members in town. We're going to get something to eat. She wanted local right away, right? And so we stop at one place, And I can't say the name of the place, right?
Right.
But I was talking to the woman, and the service was nice, you know. And the food was good, you know. It was in my own home cooking, you know, but it was
good.
And
Ms. Graham, before you go, I just want to say one thing. I have a particular gentleman that I take my lady to, if I go or she go or we go for Kong Sal, and you know what his nationality is?
He's of Asian.
Haitian.
Yes.
But that's my brethren.
Yes.
All right? We all are, in the sight of God, we all are one. And people, y'all need to stop. Anyway.
So I said the place, right? And I tell the woman, man, the food was so good. When I go on the radio again, when somebody asks me where I'm from, I can tell them I'm from Andrus. And when they ask me what part of Andrus I'm from, I can tell them I'm from Old Andrus, right there on the front.
In the restaurant. Oh, yeah, Ms. Green, one last thing, please bear with me. Let me say a special shout out to all the beautiful nurses, the PMH.
Yes.
Sister Douglas and y'all in A&E, Male Medical Ward number one, the porters, the auxiliary nurses, the cooks, whoever.
Shout
out to all of y'all wonderful people in healthcare.
And look here, and if y'all see one fisherman by the name of LeVar Pratt in that hospital, y'all pinch him. Pinch him hard for me. Pinch him hard and tell him go lay in his bed. Anyway, thank you. Have a good day, sir. And, you know, I tell that joke because a lot of people from Andros is tell me I ain't from Andros. But I come from the home of the hand of the Chichani catchers. How could I not be from Andros, even though I was never born there? And my mommy technically wasn't born there neither, right? But how you could tell me I ain't from Andros? We have to find new ways, not just to talk about, to capture, to hold space for who we are in our fullness. In our fullness. All right. I got another call. Arlington, let's do this call, and then I think we're going to call it quits for the calls and just get through the text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Mr. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm all right. You know, Ms. Green, I think Ms. Kamala office must be naive, right?
Uh-huh.
To believe that, and all the third parties, to believe that they could ever get a seat in the first past the post system. So when they don't advocate for forcing representation, you know, you'd always have duopoly or monopoly, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, as well as, you know, they won't try to become an alternative from the conservative politicians or parties that we have. Mm-hmm. They become the progressive party.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to be. We got the problem by being the progressive party, but now they're conservative. So anyway, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's get to these texts. Erin, she didn't lose because she was a woman. Two men lost before her. Their message was bad, and they were not open for questions. They only do weekend press briefings. Well, first of all, I never said she lost because she was a woman. And I hope people don't think that, because that's not what it was. We could spend days on this show breaking down why the DNA has been unable to make any gains over the last 10 years. We could do that, but it's not because she was a woman. Text goes on, Erin, Komolafe is not the only leader that funded their party. The fact that she couldn't get financial support here proves that investors would be scared. I think it's far more complicated than that. Text, another text, great show as usual. Question, if you have a business and people always ask for a discount, did that person patronize your business, stagnate your businesses, or simply trying to put you out of business? Wow. If the person asks for a discount, are they patronizing your business? Are they stagnating it? Or are they simply trying to put you out of business? If I tell you what I thought about when you said that, I thought about one ad I saw where we subsidize your fly in here, and then we could subsidize your stay in here, and we even could subsidize you using the infrastructure while you're here. That's what that made me think about. Now the text says, Erin, boy, that $3,000 a month MP pension comes in handy when you get older. Boy, I feel my Grammy pinch me just now. I tell her, look, I could either be a pimp, a pastor, or a politician. That is where the money is. I know too many pastors. They're not going to let me get away with it. Erin, people have to think good when they make political decisions, because that decision might end your political life. Komolafe once was a big PLP. She may still be a big PLP. This has been it's the year to return. My people looking to go back to Africa. Boy, PLP is Bahamian Africa, because this is the year of the return. Everybody is coming back to the party. Another text, Miss Green, we do not mind our Haitian and Jamaican brothers and sisters representing our country to Bahamas. Just tell them, do not mess with the Conch salad that is reserved for Bahamians only. No, it's not, because if it were, we would be teaching it from primary school straight up to university. Our Chimi, our tourism school, would have a whole unit on conch and conch salad. We are not serious about it. We do not care sufficiently to preserve it. And thus, those who have the will make a way. The other text says, congratulations to a Haitian girl. When I heard her name, I was thinking Jamaican. Congratulations to our Haitian Bahamian daughter who represent our country, big up Bahamas, big up Bahamas. Yeah, man, congratulations. And we represent, we celebrate all of you, all parts of you, not just the parts that are comfortable to us. Okay, I got to speed through these texts. I'm sorry, call, I'm not going to get to you. Morning, who cares what background the young lady is from? She is black. She's of African descent. Black is cultural. Ancestry is immutable. Great show as usual. The DNA lost because they did not buy no one a fridge or stove, because they did not engage in the culture of patronage. Is that what you're saying? Another text, Bahamians are too xenophobic and hypocritical. Miss Bahamas represented us well. Our First Lady is not Bahamian born and represents us well. Bahamians need to stop this backward thinking. No, we need to talk to each other more. Because if we truly understand who we are and how we came to be, we would understand how ridiculous the rest of the conversation is. Anyway, thank you for joining me today. You've been on the clock with Erin Green. It's 11 a.m. That means it's time for Levon Miller and Unleashed. So stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.